Terence is in Chippenham. Terence, what would you like to say?
Well, top of the morning there, James.
Thank you, Terence.
I am a Christian,
yes.
And if I had the authority, which I don't, unfortunately, at the moment, I would clear Soho out, square mile radius, and bomb it into a complete oblivion.
I'm not sure that's the most Christian thing I've ever heard in my life, Terence, but carry on.
I beg your pardon?
I said, I'm not sure that's the most Christian thing I've ever heard in my life, but, you know, horses for courses.
Well, I did say I would clear all the human beings out of it.
Fair enough.
If you look back, if you want a lecture in Christian history, I'll give you one.
If I have given you the vaguest impression that I want a lecture in Christian history, let me pop that balloon right now, my friend. What is it you hate about Soho?
Well, the immorality of the place, the drugs, the amount of lives that have been destroyed, venereal disease, the amount of money that has been ripped off people. You know, come on, let's face up to it. This is a place of destruction. It destroys human beings.
Does it really?
Of course it does.
But human beings
get... You mean to say that venereal disease doesn't destroy human beings?
Well, I think venereal disease is at the lowest level it's ever been among the sex worker community because of all manner of regulations and provisions, many of which could not have been introduced if it weren't for the distillation and focus of this industry in such a small area, because it means that the charities and the support workers and the volunteers and the people concerned about the welfare of working girls can find them easily.
Yes, but it's not... Yes, but okay,
and issue them with condoms and make sure that they're educated and make sure that they know where they're going. The Terence Higgins Trust, which has done so much work at the forefront of HIV, was, I think, based in Soho. I guess what I'm suggesting to you is that bad stuff happens everywhere. Just think about Sodom and Gomorrah, Terence. But if you know where it's happening, you can actually look after the people it's happening to better than you could do if they were all hiding in the back streets of several different parts of town.
Yes, but why not obey the laws of God in the first place and there would be no need for Sodom and Gomorrah?
That's a thought. We should all love our neighbour. We could all... what do you think the punishment should be for adultery?
The Bible tells you death, OK?
Death.
But there's two... this is...
Well, that would be one way to clear up Soho, wouldn't it? If we started killing adulterers.
Well, this is the problem I have with your theology. I mean... you seem to think we live in a Christian era and that the Old Testament laws are not applicable today. The secular government should employ the Old Testament laws, that there's 13 crimes in the Bible that demand the penalty of death.
I think we should be killing more people, is what you're saying as a Christian.
I am saying that God Almighty demands the death penalty for 13 offences, rape, sodomy, adultery, so on and so forth.
Yes.
And therefore, if we implemented that, we'd have a healthier society. It's all this sort of treat the effect and not get to the cause.
All right, do you know what you've done?
What's that?
You've completely reminded me why Soho is so important. It's a place where people can hide from people like you, Terence.
Well, if you wish
I didn't mean to amuse you.
Well, if you wish to, belittle Almighty God, that's entirely up to you.
Terence, mate, you're in Chippenham, not heaven.
I beg your pardon?
You're in Chippenham, not heaven.
I'm well aware of that.
I'm belittling you, not Almighty God.
You can't belittle me.
Oh, I can. I just did.
I'm merely quoting what Almighty God says.
Okay. What else has he got on his mind at the moment?
What do you mean? And we're talking about Soho. We're not talking about general
I'm talking about Soho. You're talking about Almighty God. And I'd completely forgotten that the reason why Soho was such a haven, such a refuge, such an important place was because of the backward medieval bigotry of men like you.
I suppose, James, if
Terence,
we had you at the
God.
Gates of Sodom
I can't tell
and Gomorrah
who it is at the moment. Yes.
If we had you at the gates of God, at the gates of Sodom and Gomorrah,
yes.
You'd be probably an apologist there as well, would you?
I'm an apologist for Sodom and Gomorrah. I might have that on my business cards. Terence, peace be with you, my friend.
And you too, James.
Yes, and love thy neighbour, unless, of course, he's gay, in which case, kill him. It's coming up to 11:59. You're listening to James O'Brien on LBC. Grateful, although perhaps not in the way he intended, to Terence for reminding me, even in the on the cusp of middle age, why we need places in our cities, in our nation, in our culture, where you can hide from that sort of backwards 19th century hypocrisy.